Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Ayin Hey Maseches Erev in the 296th daf in Shas. We pick up 8 lines from the top with a new Mishnah, learning with the young fellows in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And I told them it's not an easy daf, but Be'ezras Hashem will help each other out. We'll plug through it together. Let's begin. Shtei Chatzero Zulifnim Mizu. If you have 2 courtyards, one inside of the other, which this is going to be a big subject of our daf, so let's take a look at a picture where you have, we'll put it out on the board. We have over here, you have one chatzer, which is next to another. The pnimi goes out to the chitzon, which goes out to a mavui. Okay? So if you have shtei chatzer, zulufnim mizu, irva ha-pnimis, velo irva ha-chitzon. What happens if he did made an Erev on the inside and not on the outside? Ha-pnimis muteres, the halacha is that the pnimis is muter, v'achitzon asura, and the outside wine is going to be asur. Why? Why is the pnimis muter and the chitzona asura? Because the pnimis is fine. The pnimis is totally fine. There's no problem. Vice versa is going to be not the same halacha. The halacha is going to change. Hachitzona v'lo apnimis. But what happens if you have the outside that they made an Erev and not an Erev on the inside? Then shtehen asuros. Who could explain that to me? Why would both be us? Because they're osa. That's right. Because the ones on the inside are going through the outside. So even though they made an Erev on the outside, but since the people on the inside who are not including the Erev are going to walk through, so then they are Eiser on the outer one. Hachitzayna v'loy pnimis, shtein asuros. Irvu zulatzma v'zulatzma. What happens if each one of them made their own independent Erev? Muteres. So then each one is going to be muter. Zumuteres b'fnei atzma v'zumuteres b'fnei atzma. Each one could be able to carry.
Can't go over to the other one.
Oh, so Rabbi Akiva holds, Rabbi Akiva Eiser. Hachitzayna. Rabbi Akiva holds the outer one is Aser. I'll take a little bit also of that, Chevra. Thank you. Rabbi Akiva says the outer one is Aser. Shadrisas haregel osarta. Because the pnimis, since it goes through the outer one, it's going to make it Aser. Even though they made an Erev both in the pnimis and the chitzayna, but since the pnimis goes through the chitzayna, so then in such a case, and he wasn't included in the Erev, he's going to make it Aser. This is an expression that the Gemara is going to use. Take a look at Rashi in Dibur HaMaaseh Rabbi Akiva, that Regel HaMuteres could be Oseres B'makom Shelo Irvasham. Even though someone who himself is mutter through an Erev, nevertheless, if he goes through a place where he was not included in the Erev, even though his regal itself is a regal that's mutter, he could be oser on the other makom. The Chacham Mamrim ain't risas a regal osar. The Chacham say no. At the end of the day, there was a kosher Erev there, and this person himself is allowed to carry in his chatzer. It's going to be enough. What is the lamdus of that machlokis? I leave it for people when they're learning at Bezer Hashem Bi'iyun. 2 lines in to the Mishnah. Shachach echad min achitzayna v'loy irev. If somebody from the outside did not join in for the Erev of both of the Chatzeros, Hapnimis Muteres, he didn't join in on the outside. Hapnimis Muteres, the Chiddush is that the Pnimis is still Muter, Vachitzona Asura, and the outer one is going to be Aser. Mina Pnimis, what about if somebody from the Pnimis Velo Erev didn't do an Erev? Shtein Asuras. Both are going to be Aser because now the person who's walking through from the Pnimis into the Chitzona is going to Aser the Chitzona. Period. Nasnuei Ruvan B'makom Echad. The Gemara is going to explain what that means, B'makom Echad. What's the new case of this Mishnah, B'makom Echad? But let's just translate right now, just simply. They put the Erev in one place. The Shachach Echad man, and one of them, yeah, they're joining together. The Shachach Echad, and one of them forgot. Whether, Beimin Apnimis, Beimin Chitzona, Velo Erev, Shtein Asuras. Why? Because you have one person in an Erev that didn't contribute. That's Oser. Vim Hayu Shal Yechidim, but what happens if there's one person who lives in one Chatzar and another one person lives in another chatzer, then Einan Tzrichan La'arev, because they don't need to make an Erev in their own chatzer. You only need to make an Erev if there's 2 people. And the 2 people aren't osar on each other, because each one is going to be okay. Mark continues. Ki osar Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yanai. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Da amar filu regla hamutaris bimekoma oseres shelo bimekoma. Rabbi Akiva is mechadesh that even someone whose foot is mutter in his place, in other words, he made a fine kosher eruv on the inside of the chatzer. Nevertheless, when he goes out to someone else's chatzer, then it will mess up their Erev as well. Just like the regular Materis is not Oser in his Erev, Kach Regal not Oser on the outside, according to Chacham, Kach Regal Asura Eina Oseres. So to a Regal that is Oser will not be Oser. Rashi points out that really there's nothing in our mission that supports this idea, that anytime there's a regla asura, we always saw it is oseres. But nevertheless, here it says, kach regla asura ain oseres, period. Tanan. Ir b'chitzona v'lo pnimis. If they made an eruv on the outer one and not on the inner one, shtein asuros. The halacha is that both of them are going to be oser. Why? Because a pnimis is walking through the chitzonis. Gemara now analyzes. Mani, who is it going according to? Ilai mi Rabbi Akiva. If we say it's following Rabbi Akiva, who we said says that a regal hamateres would be oser, my iria regal asura. So why do we talk about a case where you have a case where they didn't make it in the pnimis? Even if they made it in the pnimis, afigu regal materes nami will aser on the outside. El alav rabbonon. But must be it's going according to the Rabbanon. So Gemara says no. Lo olam Rabbi Akiva. Really, we're going according to Rabbi Akiva. Lo zu afsu ktani. Rabbi Akiva will hold that a regel hamuteres will be oser, as well as a regel hoseres. Tanan. Period. Tanan. Ir vazula atzma vazula atzma. If they made an eruv, we learned in our Mishnah, each one of them for themselves. Zumuteres bifnei atzma. Each one of them is going to be mutter. Taimodol irva. This halacha only applies if they made an eruv. Halo irva shtein asuras. But if there wasn't an eruv, if each one of them didn't make their own independent eruv, of course the inside will be oser on the outside. Asks the Gemara, v'hai tana da amar regla muteris eino seres. Our tana was assuming that a regla muteris is not oser. Regal asura aseres, but if it's a regal asura, then it is oseres. Mani. The Gemara is explaining that the fact that even though they didn't make an eruv together, the pnimi and the chitzoni did not make an eruv together, nevertheless, each one of them is going to be mutter, and if the pnimi walks through in the chitzon, it won't be oser. Why is it the Gemara is assuming? Must be because a regal hamuteres is not oser. So we see from here that as the Gemara analyzed, v'hai tana d'amar regal materes ain't oser, regal asura oseres, mani. Who's it going according to? Now, it's not going to fit either according to Rabbanan or according to Rabbi Akiva. Ilem Rabbi Akiva, afilu regal materes nami. According to Rabbi Akiva, simply because they didn't make an Erev together with the Pnimi and the Chitzon, it should be oser. The fact that it's not shows that we're not going according to Rabbi Akiva. El alav Rabbanani. It must be that we're following the Rabbanon. Va'od min the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Lav Rabbi Akiva. And once we're going to learn that the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Akiva, then the Reisha should not be going according to Rabbi Akiva? Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Kula Rabbi Akiva. We could read the Mishnah as going entirely according to Rabbi Akiva. The Chisurei Mechza V'Hachri Ketani. This is the way you should read the Mishnah. Irva Zola Atzma V'Zula Atzma. If they made an Eruv, this one by itself and this one by itself, Zumu Teres B'Fnei Atzma V'Zumu Teres B'Fnei Atzma. Then in the Pnimi they could carry and in the Chitzon they could carry. And now we add something that we never had up until now. This only applies if the Pnimi is not going to walk through the Chitzon. Why? Because they made a door. If they made a door, then the Pnimi is not going to walk through the Chitzon. So if a door was made, so then in such a case, the halacha is that there's no problem. The pnimis is not going to be otzer on the chitzon. Avaloas is sadaka, but if a door was not made, chitzon asura div Rabbi Akiva. Shrebi Akiva oiseres hachitzon upnesha drisas reglayim oseres. He holds that the drisas reglayim is going to be oser, even if there was a kosher eruv from the pnimis. The Chacham Maimrim ain't Drisus Haraglaim Regel Oser. Now Chacham disagree, and they hold that Drisus Haraglaim is not going to be Oser. Masav Rabbi Bar Abaye, Rabbi son of Abaye, asked the following question: Vim Hayu Shel Yechidim. We learned that if there are one. There is one person in one chatzer and one person in another chatzer. So then, in such a case, ein tzrichin la'ariv. Then there's no read of an erev. Ha shel rabim. But if you have many people, tzrichin la'ariv. Now, why do you need to make an erev? Alma regel hamuteres b'mekoma einarus oseres regel hasura oseres. So we see from here, Alma regla muteris bimakoma ena oseres. If the regal is muteris, then it won't be aser in all cases. Regal hasura, but if it's a regal that is aser, oseres, then it would be aser. Va'on mosiv Ravina. Ravina asks another question. Shachach echad min achitzona. Somebody from the outside forgot. Velo irev. And he didn't make an erev. Hapnimis muteres. Halach is you can carry in the pnimis. Vachitzona oseres. Then you can't carry on the outside. Shachach echa min hapnimis. If someone forgot from the inside, velo erev, shtein asuras. Then both are asur. Taima de shachach. Only if it was shachach. Holo shachach. But if they didn't forget, shtein muteres. Then both is going to be asur. Again, the same point. Say shtein muteres. Both are going to be muter. Alma regal muteres, ein oseres. A regal that's muter is not going to be oser. Regal asura oseres. But a regal asura is going to be oser. Answers the Gemara 7 lines from the bottom. Eliki oser, rav nam rabiano, gimel machlokis bedover. There are going to be 3 stages of our Mishnah. Tanakama savar, the Tanakama holds regal hamuteres, ein asura. That if you have a regal that's muter, it won't be oser. Regal asura oseres. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds a fil regla muteres oseres. Even a regal that's mutter would be oser. Rabbanan basroi, what's that? That's the case. That's the case of velo irev shteyan asuros. Vimha yushal yechidim einon tzrichin erev. Rabbanan basroi sava kishem she regal muteres ein oseres. Kach regal asura ein oseres. Even a regal asura would not be oser, which is such a tremendous chiddush. I had a hard time understanding this. Because to say even a regal asura ain't oseres goes in the face of everything we've learned up until now, but that's what the Gemara says is the shita of the Rabbanon Basroi. Davi points out that the stam tana throughout over here has to be the Tanakama, not the Chachamim. And when the Gemara says that the Chachamim disagree, it means they're going to disagree in all the cases that seem to indicate that a regal oseres haoser would be oseres. Good. So we'll come out is when we say Rabbanan Basroi, it doesn't mean, as I had said originally, the last line in the Mishnah, because the last line, as Davi pointed out correctly, holds that regular Oser is Oseres, but they will disagree with any part in the Mishnah that says that regular Oser is Oseres. Now the Gemara continues analyzing the next part of the Mishnah. Nasnu Eruvam B'makum Echad V'shachach Echa Mehen. What happens if they put the Erev in one place? And shachach echad, and one of them forgot, whether he's from the pnimis or from the chitzonis. So we learned, shtein asuros. So analyzes the Gemara, my makom echad, what does it mean makom echad? I'm reviewed the marav chitzonis. All really makom echad means is that they put it on the outside. My karle makom echad, and why did they call it makom echad? Makom hamiyuchad l'shteyim. It was a makom that's miyuchad v'shteyim. Why is miyuchad v'shteyim? Because both of them could go out there. Tanya nami hachi on amid beis nasoi ruim bechitzona. If the air was put on the outside, v'shachach echad bein min achitzona bein min apnimis. If one of them forgot, whether from the chitzona the pnimis v'lo irev shteyen asuros, then in such a case both are going to be asur. Nasoi ruim bepnimis. If they put the erev in the inside, shachachal min apnimis v'lo irev shteyen asuros. So then they're going to be asur min achitzona. Velo erev. If somebody was from the outside to make an eruv, shteyan asuros. Did Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi Akiva, even though everybody in the pnimis is going to be fine, but nevertheless, that since the pnimi, the guy in the pnimi, is going to be also on the chitzon, so then in such a case, then the eruv doesn't work for both of them. And the Chachamim are going to say, but since this fellow is coming from a place that the regel is muteres, so Chachamim hold that regel muteres is not going to be oser. Amar le Rabba Bar Chana Labaye. Maishan le Rabbanan. Why is it according to Rabbanan? The Amri Pnimis Muteres. Why does he hold that the Pnimi is Muter? Mishum, this is an interesting expression. Mishum, the Achta Dasha Umishtamsha. Because they're able to, the Pnimis could shut themselves off from the outside. The Achta Dasha means to that they could close the door, Umishtamsha, and they'll be able to use their own Rishus. The Rabbi Akiva Nami asks the Gemara, then why point to Rabbi Akiva is it Aser? Tichta Dasha Vitishamish, they could lock the door and the other fellows won't be included. Amalei, Erev Margalei. Since there's one Erev, so then in such a case, then the Chitzonim are going to be used to walking into the Pnimin. And since they're going to get used to walking in the Pnimin, so then it makes us also the Pnimis as well. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan Nami Erev Margalei. So why did the Gemara, the Rabbanan not accept that Svara? Answers the Gemara, Da Amar L'Tikunei Shitvateich V'lo Livusi. We made our partnership with an Erev only to make things better, not to make things worse. So we don't want you to come into our Rishus to make things worse. You want to come to our Rishus when things are fine, that's okay. But if it's going to make things worse, then that's not going to be acceptable. Ask Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Nami Tema L'Tikunei Shitvateich V'lo Livusi. So then Rabbi Akiva also, why doesn't he say that? Da Amar La, because they could say back to him, since the outer one could say that I could be mevatel my rishus, so then in such, to be able to allow you to carry, so then the argument the tikune shitaftich v'lo levusi is not true. It isn't even levusi all the time, because ultimately the chitzon, if the chitzon would simply be mevatel his rishus, that would also be able to be matir. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is going to say that it doesn't qualify as l'tikunei shetafsich v'lo l'ivase. It's not l'ivase in this case. V'rabbanan, what is Rabbanan going to say? Ein bitul rishus mechatzer l'chatzer. Rabbanan are going to say there's no such thing as bitul rishus from one chatzer to the next chatzer. That the halach is that you can't be mevatel one rishus to the next. You put a big period over here. The Rabbanan are going to say this argument that Rabbi Akiva said that you could be able to be mevatel rishus, the Chacham don't hold up. Now we put a big period and the Gemara goes off on a tangent. Lema Shmuel. So Gemara says, Lema Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan, Plutzah the Rabban of Rabbi Akiva, Kamifli. Say the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in regards to whether you could be mevatel rishus mechatzel lechatzel. Earlier on Samach Vavla Mebeis, we had a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you're able to be mevatel your rishus to somebody else. So now what comes out? According to Rabbi Akiva, we said you could be mevatel the rishus. And the Gemara said it for a particular reason why Rabbi Akiva rejected the Chacham's argument. And the Chacham said, ah, that rejection doesn't bother Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold, ain't bitul rishus. I'm not allowed to be mevatel my rishus to you next. Ah, so it comes out now that it seems that the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan that we had on Daf Samach Vav is going to be the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan plugs the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva kumifli the Shmuel amik Rabbanan. Shmuel is filing the Rabbanan Rabbi Yochanan amik Rabbi Akiva? Question mark. Amalecha Shmuel. Shmuel will say to you, I know that I'm refil Rabbi Akiva. I'm going even according to Rabbi Akiva, even though I normally hold that you're not able to be mevatel rishus. Here I'm going according to Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Akiva hacha. Rabbi Akiva only said this in regards to this particular case. El b'shtei chatzeros zu lifnim mizu da asrin ahadadi. When you have two chatzeros that are next to each other, mamish osar on each other, it means that the chitzon, whatever the chitzon's going to do, he's going to be stuck unless the pnimi is going to do something to be matir him. So then in such a case, then we allow for bitul. Aval hasam, but if you have stam, two chatzeros are next to each other, where they're not osar on each other, maybe in such a case, then the bitul won't work. Aval hasam mikasrna adadi, who says that they're being osar one on the next? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan will say, I'm going according to Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan hacha. When do the Rabbanan say that we say that there's no bitul rishus? Elo da amro le ad mevatlis li ko asaris ale. Until you're going to be mevatel me, I'm going to make things aser for you. The Rabbanan say that the Pnimi could say to the Chitzon, well, why should we have to do any bittel over here? I made my own Erev, and what's the need for bittel? Eladamer lo adam vatzlis li kaseres kasarta iloi. Until you're mevatel, you're rishus, you're oser on me. So I'm not interested in you asering me up until the bittul, and therefore I have a fine kosher Erev, and I'm not interested in being with you. That's how Rashi explains in Dibra Masla Adam Evatlas. Avol Hatsam, but in the case of two Chatzeres are next to each other, Mika Sarta Allah, one wasn't Oser on the other, and since one wasn't Oser on the other, so then in such a case, then bittul could be done. But if one is asking each other, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be, that would be, and since they're not asking each other, so then in such a case, the bittul is acceptable. The Gemara continues to analyze the Mishnah, v'im hayu shel yechidim. If there were only single individuals in either of the chatz, it was the last case that we learned in the Mishnah, Amad Aleph, the halacha is that they're not oser on each other. Amar Rav Yosef taught Tani Rebbe, Hayegimel Asurim, if there was three, either two on the inside and one on the outside, or two on the outside and one on the inside, then Asurim, then there would be oser. Rashi on Amad Aleph and Dibar Maskel Im Hayu explains that really if there are two on the outside, the inside should be okay. However, the problem is that if we're going to allow two on the outside, then you'll come to think that two on the inside would also be okay. And such an instance, everybody agrees that's a problem because the Shnayim HaPnimius are going to be a regal hoseres on the people that are going out. So really, two on the outside, one on the inside should be okay, but we make gzeira in that direction as well. Therefore, bottom line, two in either one and one in another without an Erev is going to be a problem. Amar Lahu Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi said to them, Lo titzaisilu. Don't listen to the fact that Rebbe was the author of this Braisa. No, I'm Risanala. I said this, Umishmeid Rav Ada Barava, I'm Risanala. And I said the name of Rav Ada Barava, Ho'ol Vani Korben Rabim Bachitzoina. Because we are afraid that there are going to be many who are going to aser the chitzona who are in the inside. Amar Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, Maser Avram, Rabim, that Rav Papi, Rav Bibi said, Berebi Ichlafli, I mixed it up with Rebbe, and that's not correct. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel learns, La'olam Mutaros, that the halacha is that it is mutar. If there are two on the outside, one in the inside, there isn't a problem. But two on the inside, one on the outside, it's going to be a problem because of the drisa hoseres from the inside to the outside. Period. Amar Rabbi Elazar v'nachri. The same would apply in regards to a nachri. If there is a nachri that's on the inside and there are two on the outside, harehu karabim, then it would aser as if there were many people. Maishna Yisrael de lo aser. Analyze the Gemara. Why is Yisrael, if there be one on the inside, not aser? Demand the Yoda, the one who knows that there's someone in there. Yoda knows that there's only one. Umad de lo Yoda, the one that does not know that there's one. Savar Ruve Arev, he'll think that there is an Erev. So then for that reason also, Nachri Nami Amrin de Yoda Yoda, that either they'll know that it's a Goy, who is a Yachid, who will not be aser. De lo Yoda, the one who doesn't know, Savri Gure Agar, he'll think that they rented from the guy. The Gemara says they won't think that way, and for that reason the guy will ask her if he's in the inside. Ida os I isa de ugar mifi poi, that if he rented, then that would become publicized, and therefore, since it's not publicized, so then he'll know that there's a guy who really is oser on everybody else. And for that reason, automatically, if the inside is a guy, in such a case, he will be Oser. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Hey in Maseches Erevin.